Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is Baghead. It's directed by Alberto Corridor, written by Christina Pamies and Bryce McGuire, starring Freya Allen as Iris Lark, Jeremy Irvin as Neil, Ruby Barker as Katie, and Anne Mueller as Baghead. I think I pronounced that right, Corey. What do you think?
Yeah, you're fine. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
Everything's fine.
All right, everything's fine. Okay. The plot of this movie is a young woman inherits a rundown pub and discovers a dark secret within its basement. Baghead, a shape-shifting creature that will let you speak to lost loved ones, but not without consequences. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror, and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. With that said, 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Baghead?
Dude, for a movie that got as much hype as this one did, it was so mediocre. I definitely have a lot of mixed feelings on this. I told you before that I gave it a higher rating than what I wrote down prior. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of thought about it a little bit. And I'm like, no, I didn't really like this movie as much as I thought it did.
Yeah, so there was a lot of hype on TikTok about it.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
You go down this weird, like, hole on TikTok, don't you? That of, Helldivers 2 and fucking, like, obscure horror movies, huh?
Dude, my whole timeline is kids getting hurt, cooking, or horror movies.
That's so fucking, like, ridiculous.
I love
kids
watching
getting
kids
hurt,
get,
cooking, yeah. And horror. Okay.
Yeah, I love watching kids get hurt, so.
It makes sense because you have your dead kid meter.
Right? Everything's clicking now. I didn't even think of that.
It all makes sense. Oh, my God. Corey, I felt the same way. When I was watching this, I was, supposed to do my job, supposed to take notes and, have it ready for the podcast. I went and looked today, and I'm like, I don't fucking remember anything about this movie. I have to go through my notes like verbatim at the moment just to even like jog my memory on this, because I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. It's mm-hmm. just
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's just there. It's watchable. I think the idea of Baghead is pretty cool. Actually, I think this could have been a prequel to Talk to Me. What do you think about that?
It was very, very much like Talk to Me, but that is getting its own sequel. So,
do you think it was a sequel or a prequel?
I'm really not sure what they're doing yet. We don't know many details other than Talk to Me 2 is happening. But you're right. The similarities here are pretty strong.
Yeah. So
Also, I love your very first note.
Oh, yeah, because not enough head fucking in the first 10 minutes. 0 out of 5 for Corey. That was me fucking around with the notes because I'm like, I was just so checked out.
That's your first note. You were checked out in the beginning?
I was already checked out. I don't know. I'm watching it, and I'm just not sure what the hell's going on. And then I started being really fucking goofy in the notes. And you've read them, right? They're ridiculous.
No, I try not to read all of your notes while we're recording because I want to be surprised when I hear what you say.
Well, one of them was like, oh, good, not in a non-English language. Because a lot of the Shudder movies, I feel like, Shudder and Screambox movies that we watch tend to be in a different language. And this was on Shudder. So it was actually in English. Well, legitimately English. I think it was made in England because everyone in it is English. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand what they said for the most part, but, you know, sometimes they have that thick accent, which is not easy to understand. But
no.
The note is, I'm going into this blind, no trailer or anything, so I have zero clue what this is about. That is literally what my note says, like, after the, oh, good, it's not a non-English movie. So, yeah, I just went into this blind. Usually, I tend to watch the trailers. I think I didn't watch the trailer, even though you sent it to me, because I just felt like ignoring you.
Wow. I'm done. Bye.
Bye. No. No, dude. I try to just, like, respond, and sometimes I miss the trailers. That, or I watch it real quick, and I go, oh, yeah, okay, we can do that, and then we fucking watch Headless.
Man. People were texting me today. They listened to that episode, and they were like, I can't believe you got Steve to agree to watch Serbian film. I'm like, yeah, he's in trouble.
No, I don't think I'm in as much trouble as I was with Headless. I feel like Headless is going to be worse.
Like I said, it is worse.
Yeah. Headless is completely absurd.
So Sesame Street is like, I'm sorry.
What?
Headless is not comparable.
No. Sesame Street is a what?
No, my comparison was going to be Serbian film is like Sesame Street compared to Headless.
Oh, okay. Cool. So a bunch of big birds in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the movie starts off with the caretaker. He's hanging out to this old ass dilapidated bar looking something like it's straight out of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he's downstairs and about to set the place ablaze. He's pouring gasoline everywhere. And then he gets lit on fire. And I think we see like Bag Lady briefly. But like I said, I was kind of checked out watching this. I tried my best. But I was just like, I don't remember anything about it. It's kind of forgettable, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's forgettable. And like, I kind of got the vibe of where this movie was going right after this part where he burns the bar down, or he tries to. And then Iris has to go and identify the body.
Yeah, and it turns out it's her dad that owned that.
But yeah. Dude, this dude just got covered in gasoline and got burned to fucking death, right?
Yeah.
Isn't usually when something that like that happens, you can only identify the person by like their teeth or whatever?
Exactly.
So she sees this crispy body and she's like, yep, that's my dad.
One easy way to get a freaking bar, scot-free, not even have to worry. Be like, oh yeah, that's my dad. Cool. Can I get that bar now?
Yeah, but like, how can you identify someone if you like literally he's burned to a crisp? He's like a crispy French fry.
Yeah. Also, he should have stopped, dropped, and rolled. I tell you that all the time, Corey, when we're playing Helldivers.
Yeah, we should get sponsored by Helldivers for as much as we talk about it on this.
We talk about it way too much. I was showing
people at work today clips of it, like me killing one of our friends the other night when we were playing, when I quasar cannoned him while he was using the terminal. I think
bastard.
It was funny.
I watched that today, actually. Oh, okay, so that was all today. I was trying to figure out what the hell my day was like. Yeah, I went on Helldivers earlier for like 5 minutes and said, I don't think I want to commit to this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just like, nah, you know what? I don't want to get into something.
It's not as fun unless you're playing with friends either, so.
I do it on my own. Like, I just drop in and think I'm hot shit and I'm like getting killed like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's me in a nutshell, thinking I'm hot shit and getting killed like crazy.
Hot shit like Iris's dad?
Yeah, he was literally hot shit. Burnt to a crisp. Didn't stop, drop, and roll, nothing.
She wasn't even, like, upset when she saw that her dad got crispy cried.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's explained later on where she had, like, this bad relationship with her father. Like, he left the family and basically abandoned her and the mother. And with good reason. So he actually turned out to be the caretaker of the bar. And with that is a special tenant that lives downstairs in the basement where they probably would be storing beer kegs. So much wasted space having to deal with this friggin' baghead lady just hanging out in the basement. I mean, I'm thinking to myself this whole time, why the hell didn't they just fill up the friggin' hole? Later, it turns out some dinguses decide they're going to break down the wall and let her out and go, oh, okay, we see that you can actually talk to the dead, or we can talk to the dead through you as a conduit. Let's use that. But I was thinking the whole time, like, just put her in the hole and fucking fill it up and you're good to go. Now you can turn it into a lively bar.
Make her hibernate?
Yeah, make her hibernate for eternity.
Did they ever talk about the origins of Baghead? Because I don't remember if they did.
Like, they did.
They yes. did? Okay. Like you said, it was forgettable.
I freaking called it from a mile away, though. Witch. She's a witch. Or actually, no, correction. She had this like special ability, but they labeled her as a witch, ended up burning her to stake type deal, and she survived because I think she's like just some sort of fucking entity. So they just ended up leaving her here to protect her or hide her away type deal, and they locked her behind that wall. That's what they did. And that place was her prison. They just left her there. And then that's when someone decided to make a hole in the wall and then start using her for evil, basically. So that's how that happened. But as soon as I saw her, and by the way, really fucking cool looking. You know, when you just saw her walking out of the hole, and there's this guy, Neil, by the way. And you know what? Maybe we should touch base with this here. So Iris's dad, he's the caretaker of this bar. And there's this guy, Neil, that keeps coming. And he's trying to offer her dad money to go see Baghead. So Iris takes over. And then Neil shows up in the middle of the night wanting to see Baghead and ends up making a deal with Iris too. Like, I'll give you all this money just so I can speak with her. I need to speak with my wife. She's in the basement. And she's like, there's no one in the basement. They go down in the basement and they see Baghead lady, whatever. Just Baghead. I keep wanting to say Baghead lady, but it's really just Baghead. I don't know why I keep doing it.
Yeah, just Baghead.
It's just Baghead. So yeah, there's this fucking guy, Neil, and I was thinking the whole time that he's just this guy. He wants to speak with his wife, and he wants to basically tell her that he loves her and, like, misses her and, like, figure out what happened or whatever. But actually, I loved this part of the movie because I was like, oh, I can see where this guy is a fucking animal, isn't he? So, Corey, I don't know if you remember this part because, like I said, the movie's a little bit forgettable. Neil brought his wife back, but he's like, so the whole time I'm thinking, okay, he's just going to like say that he loved her and he wanted to say goodbye. And that's what he said to Iris, is that he just wanted to say goodbye. But as soon as she came back, he's like, tell me who you were cheating on me with.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, you're bringing someone back from the dead and that's the question you ask? Damn, friggin' ruthless.
And she never even told him. She just denied it the whole time.
Yeah, just denied it. But I think the whole deal was she was trying to leave him, but she wasn't necessarily seeing anyone. Oh, and then later we find out how it happened. And you know what? I'll go into it. So we find out that, It's the same part. It's all the same part where this is happening. So we find out that Neil decided to drug his wife just to calm her down, right? Because they were getting in a big argument. He wanted her to sleep. Turns out that he drugged her. She went for a drive, got in a car accident, and died. And now Neil's like, who are you going to see? Like, who are you cheating on me with? That type deal. So he was trying to, like, place the blame on her for, like, everything. But no, Neil's freaking gnarly, man. He's a bad dude.
I didn't think he was a real person when he showed up the first time.
Did you think he was like some sort of ghost?
Maybe like some sort of ghost, like haunting the bar, something wild, you know?
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, but it seems on brand.
Yeah, because he was a little creepy as soon as he showed up, because he gives Iris a envelope of, what do you say, $4,000?
Yeah.
Just to go and talk to his Baghead?
Yeah, I guess so.
Back to what you were saying about how you didn't watch the trailer. I saw the trailer, but I didn't read the plot.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a while to realize, going into this movie, what Baghead actually could do.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like bringing back love, like being someone's loved one for two. Oh, yeah. That's another thing that was cool. They could only talk to them for 2 minutes.
Yeah, because shit started going downhill almost like Talk to Me. With Talk to Me, they had 90 seconds. Mm. And you know what? Actually, I think they were doing 90 seconds in this as well. And then, like, as soon as you started going past that is when it started getting a little fucking weird, right? So they did that in Talk to Me. So, yeah, they didn't want you to exceed, like, 2 minutes. They wanted to say 2 minutes. So there's comparisons with Talk to Me now regarding the time limit aspect.
Yeah, and the whole twist here is Baghead does anything that Iris tells it to do. Because her name is on the deed of the bar.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a kind of a cool detail.
Yeah, which is cool, especially later on when Neil is trying to get ownership of the bar. And he's thinking that he can just write his name on the deed. And Baghead's like, nope, can't do that. And fucking removes his name from the deed, you know, even though he wrote on it. So Baghead's got all sorts of powers. I think Baghead is a pretty cool character, promising character, but kind of a one-trick pony. You know,
yeah,
that's all
yeah.
All she can really do is just like get people to talk from the dead.
Yeah, the concept of the character is really cool. Like, yes. We talked about this off air, how it is original, but yeah. I think the execution wasn't very good in this movie. Like, they could have done so much more with it. I don't know if it was a big budget movie, but yeah, they could have done a lot more.
Yeah, they could have done a lot more with this movie. As I kind of mentioned before, I don't remember a lot of the movie, even though I have notes here. Just nothing really is sticking out. As we're talking, my mind is getting jogged with like the memories of watching this movie in certain scenes, things like that. So it's all coming back. It's just, you know, if we don't record for a few days and I watch a movie that's like, it's okay, then I'm not going to remember it. Well, you have a worse problem. We went and saw a badass movie, and you're like, shit, I'm not going to remember any of this, like, an hour later.
Yeah, but that's just like me. I like writing things down as I'm watching it, because I started getting in the habit of doing that when we decided to start doing this podcast.
Smart.
Because I like watching things and writing notes as they happen. Otherwise, my memory is shit, and I won't fucking remember.
Dude, I don't blame you. My memory is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it is.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Yeah, you've experienced it.
It's perfect. No, I like it because I control you. It makes it so easy to troll you.
Yeah, my memory's so bad. You go, I told you this. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Yeah, I did.
Steve, are we recording today? What do you mean? I thought we were doing it tomorrow. No, it's today.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It is actually tomorrow.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You get had.
I get had. Everyone just hads me. Like, and that doesn't make any sense. All right. I just get had by everyone.
Yeah.
My brain is like, you're only good in this aspect. Everything else, you're not going to fucking remember shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay. I'm a one-trick pony, and it works for me. So, okay. So Neil's a dick. We've established that. And he just, like, he keeps wanting to shovel money at Iris, which she's more than happy to take that money and just, I mean, she's just saving at this point. Like, she's supposed to be living at this place part-time or just for, like, a short period of time until she gets back on her feet. That was the idea, is that she was just going to live there for a little bit until they can go through the motions of selling the place and she can move out and have her own apartment and live that kind of life. But when you sign the deed, you are the caretaker and you can't be taken off of this deed without dying. And that's when Neil found himself a little loophole, didn't he?
He tried.
Yeah, he tried like hell. He succeeded to an extent. Oh, you know what? That's towards the end. Why don't we just maybe talk about a few more things? So Iris had this friend, Katie. She's like always there for her, helping her out, working through this whole shit. She got to see Baghead Lady first time. She's freaking out about it. Iris is like, whatever, bro. I'm like, just pin me, pay me. That type deal. So Iris is like, all right, Bag Lady, sit down. Baghead Lady. I don't know why I keep saying Bag Lady.
You did it again.
Fuck it.
Bag Lady. This is a fucking lady. Grocery store.
Yeah, she's the Bag Lady. She works at the grocery store during the day, and at night she just throws bags on her head. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, something like
in
that.
In Steve's world, that's how it works. Okay.
That's the world I live in.
Okay.
She's just, like, you just go to the supermarket and she's eating all your shit, trying to show you lost loved ones. And I'm like, oh, I'm literally just trying to buy broccoli.
Can you bag my groceries, Bag Lady?
Yeah. Just, can you bag my stuff? I don't need to speak with dead loved ones right now. Like, just trying to get home and make a BLT. Fuck.
BLTs.
Ah, that's so good. I make them pretty good.
Yeah? They're so hard to make, Steve, so.
I know. Really hard. The amount of ingredients involved, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely more than three ingredients on a BLT.
Oh, yeah, four.
Okay, bacon. Four. I forgot the mayo.
Oh, five.
Fuck. What's five? All right, Steve. Tell me your perfect BLT.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and bread.
So I wasn't including bread in my list of ingredients.
You got to have the bread. Otherwise, it's a deconstructed BLT.
Fuck that. That's not a BLT.
No. I hate when chefs do that. Like, they just fuck shit up, right? And they go, oh, it's deconstructed. Now it's, you fucked the shit up. It fell apart. And now you're like trying to get all bougie about it.
Have this deconstructed pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a fucking pile of meat with barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah, and broken bread. Whatever. I don't know. What did you get for having stale ass bread falls apart with a pulled pork? I don't know. Fucking chefs are funny. Whatever. Let them do their thing. I'll fucking eat it anyways.
Yeah, it's still going to taste the same. I don't care.
Yeah, who gives a shit? So Katie ends up dying because she thinks she's doing Iris a favor. She's like going to try to find the guy that is one of the older caretakers who knows more about what's happening with, like, why she's even there, all this stuff. So she's able to find an heirloom of his and feed it to Bag Lady. Baghead. I don't know why I keep saying Bag Lady. It's so dumb.
You're going to have a lot of editing to do, Steve.
No, I'm leaving it all in. Fuck it. I'm leaving Baghead Lady. I'm leaving it all in.
Perfect.
I don't care. It just fills up time. We're a half hour podcast. If I cut all that shit, it's going to be a 10-minute podcast.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we don't want to do that. I mean, well, it is 30 screams or less. We could have a 15-minute podcast if we want it because it's on brand.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that, though. I think that's a waste of time.
Yeah, just fucking with people for 15 minutes. I think people would be like, well, this was a waste. Yeah. Like, I'm not even at work yet. I don't know. Some people might listen to us in the car.
I know people that listen to us in the car.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Cool. Everyone keep listening. We need those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep having the stats.
Yeah, we're watching the stats. We see them going up, but we need them to skyrocket. And then we can go to, like, all these big conventions and be like, yeah, 30 Screams is here. Big deal.
Roll out the fucking red carpet.
Yeah.
Pay me.
Yeah. We'll just have a banner behind us that says, yeah.
With a picture of James Hetfield next to it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 So, do you remember back in the day when Metallica, I don't know, you might not even be this old, like old enough to remember this. There was a video made. It was a cartoon of Lars and James Hetfield, and they were talking about, like, Napster, bad. And then Lars was just crawling all over James Hetfield, like he's fucking just this annoying little child all over him. And James Hetfield is like I gotta show you. If you haven't seen it, it doesn't sound like you know what the hell I'm even talking about.
I have no clue.
I think it's Homestar Runner, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Lars's beef with Napster back in the day, but I don't remember seeing that cartoon.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Okay. So we're at this point. Katie's trying to, like, get to the bottom of this. So the whole idea with Baghead. Okay. The whole idea with Baghead is that...
Keep trying.
I keep trying, man. So the whole idea with Baghead is that you have to make sure she's strapped down to a chair. Otherwise, you could be fucking killed, all that stuff. So that's what happens to Katie. So she decides to summon Baghead, gives her an heirloom to eat, to speak with the elder caretaker to get more information. And this is when we start finding out about the witch and all these things. And then she exceeds 2 minutes. Baghead kills her, but then pretends to be her later on, which is kind of creepy, and I saw it coming from a mile away, though. So at this point, Iris wakes up, and I just realized I think she got drugged earlier or something by Neil. Something like that. I can't remember. I'm trying to figure out where everything was.
Sounds about right.
It's something like that. But Iris woke up, and she was on the floor. So she gets up, she goes down to the basement, and she's like looking for her friend. She sees that something happened down there. So she hears Katie yelling for her. She goes into the hole and sees Katie. She's like, oh my God, help me get out of here. And I was like, that's not Katie. I'm like, also, this kind of reminds me of Barbarian. That whole scene kind of reminded me of Barbarian. The whole time I'm thinking, like,
oh, in the basement?
Yep. I'm like, where's Justin Long when we need him?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just gotcha. In that. That kind of reminded me of Barbarian, which if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen Barbarian, you got to get on that. That's a fucking great one.
But yeah, you get two movies for the price of one.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Two movies for the price of one. Watch the trailer and you're going to be fooled after, like, when you start watching the movie. You're going to think you're getting into something completely different.
Mm-hmm. So
it's like two movies in one. We haven't reviewed that. Why haven't we reviewed that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's on the list.
I think you're right. I think that might be something we have to do. I've seen it like a whole bunch of times at this point, but
yeah,
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it is. It is on our list.
It is on our list to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to make that happen after we do like the Jeepers Creepers marathon.
And Serbian film.
And Serbian film. See, I was bringing it back to Justin Long again. So
I assure you, Justin Long was not in Serbian film.
No, not that I'm aware of, at least. Oh, so I was able to see that. I think good old Plex. Oh, wait, no, not Plex. There's this, like, other streaming service I had to download, and it has a Serbian film on there, but it's the edited version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which...
That... No.
Well, no shit, no. I'm like, I don't think that's going to work. Unless, right? You watched the unrated version and I reviewed the rated version and I'm like, what's the big deal? And you're like, what are you talking about? You're like,
I can't imagine watching that movie censored.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, really. I know it has to do a lot about sex.
Yeah, you will. You will know.
Cool. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Pretty, pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty, pretty cool. Okay, so I think I'm just going to skip to the end of it. So what happens
is... No, we got to at least talk... Oh, are you going to go to the building part where she gets yeeted?
Yeah,
where she gets fucking... She gets Hans Grubered off of a building?
That's exactly where I was going to go.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to talk about before that?
No,
because that's
no,
where
no.
I'm going.
No, I was just going to say, like, I did want to say something else. So in the beginning of the movie, when Owen was setting himself on fire, did you catch what he said?
He said,
this ends with me.
Oh, yes, I did see that, yeah.
But did you see that was it Katie? She said the same exact thing.
Oh, damn, good memory there.
It was either Katie or Neil that said it, but one of them also said, this ends with me.
I feel like that would be something that Katie would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she got possessed or whatever. The fucking bag lady or whatever. Now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Baghead, like, briefly possessed her.
Yes, but I thought this part was actually pretty cool because... okay, so what happened is, as we mentioned before, Neil wants full stake of the bar. He wants to own it so that way he has full access to Baghead. Why he wants all that access? I mean, I think one of the reasons is obviously his wife. We've established that he wants to figure that shit out. But the other reason, I think, is that he wants to make money off of it.
Yeah, he can basically sell tickets. He can have people pay him to go and... Because you can talk to whoever. You just have to give Baghead something that belonged to the deceased person. And she can basically bring that person back for 2 minutes.
Yep, and the way she does it, she eats it. So she eats everything. Yeah.
Like she ate, was it the ring? She ate the ring because Neil gave her the ring initially.
Yeah,
it was a
wedding
ring.
It turns out the ring was his mother's.
Yeah.
And then we find out
that
his
mother...
Because
the mother came back.
Yeah, the mother came back and he's like, this is not right. But it turns out, you know, it's her property. She had it first. And I think Neil maybe had the ring to give to his wife. A lot of parents do that, grandparents do that. Like they'll go, oh, I don't need this ring anymore. And they hand it down and then someone uses it for an engagement ring, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably what happened here. But so the origin was that the mother had it and then the wife had it. So he's thinking like, oh, okay, the wife had it, so I'll be able to talk to her. No, he ended up talking to his mom. His mom wanted nothing to do with them. Turns out she didn't even want to be a mother and all these things. And he found her dead. So obviously she unalived herself. And that's like the first instance where we see that, you know, exceeding 2 minutes, not a good idea, and like the true power of Baghead.
Mm-hmm.
So jumping forward. So now we're at this part where Neil wants full reign of the bar. He wants to sell tickets like it's a fucking carnival, whatever. And in order for him to do that, he needs to get on the deed. So in order for him to get on the deed, the person that is the current caretaker has to die. So he finds out that Iris needs to die and a friggin' chase ensues. They go up to the roof. Just like every horror movie, every person getting chased always goes up. Why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Every movie, every single horror movie without fail, everyone goes up.
It all ends the same way as you're about to tell.
Yep. So what happens is Iris goes up to the roof and she's, you know, trying to cross it, all this stuff, and she slips in. Neil grabs her as she's like about to go down like this flight of stairs or go down a ladder, right? It was like a ladder. So he grabs her arms and he's, you know, like, I'm sorry, lets her go, yeets her off the roof, and Iris is dead. So I'm like, whoa, fuck, all right. Because I didn't see that coming. I didn't see Iris dying like that.
I didn't either, but I also thought this part was hilarious because you can hear all the bones breaking again. And I'm like, Steve's losing it right now.
Yeah, all the bones breaking.
And you can hear them all breaking.
Mm-hmm. But it was like once. I mean, Backlady was a little cracky, but not like contortionist crackly. But Iris was definitely crackly. So Neil takes the phone of the deceased, which is Iris. He takes her phone, hands it to Bag Lady, and what he decides to do, and it's kind of genius. He gave the phone to Bag Lady so that Iris could come back, and he wanted Iris to sign over the deed so that way he has access to the bar. And she didn't do it, and instead, because Baghead and Iris merged, she was able to like just fucking leave the place, but not before fucking destroying Neil, of course. So all these people that were like involved with Neil came back. So the mother came back, and I think it was like there was someone else, right? But a bunch of people came back and ended up killing him. Iris gave the death blow of smashing him in the head with a chair and
popped like a tomato.
And then the final act was Iris and Baghead as one walking up the stairs and out the bar. Meanwhile, the place is on fire, by the way. I forgot to mention that. Shit got set on fire. And yeah, that's what happened. They both just left. End scene, fade to black. That's it. That's the movie.
Interesting ending.
Yeah, it is an interesting ending.
But I think this kind of says, hey, we're making another one.
Yeah, I could see that.
Iris, Baghead is out there now.
I think we need a Baghead versus a hand from Talk to Me. Kind of like Freddy versus Jason.
But a hand, okay.
Yep, just a hand. So I don't know how it makes sense, but think of it almost like the Thing from Adam's Family. It's fucking crawling around, and they have a fight. They have a big battle. Baghead is trying to swallow it, trying to, like, I don't know.
This could be a summer blockbuster.
It's a summer blockbuster for sure.
Like, and Transformers.
Yeah, I'm not putting that out there in the universe. I don't want to see that movie.
You already did, though, unless you edited it out.
I'm going to have to edit it out, I think. I'm not...
You manifested another one, Steve.
If I manifest that, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'd just be like, that's one that did not need to be manifested. That was a pure joke.
Well, it is what it is now. It's out there. Yep. You said it. It's going to happen.
It's in the universe. We'll see what happens. Baghead versus the hand.
Hey, at least you weren't, like, super depressed recording this episode, like the last one.
No, like, the last one was miserable. I had a hard time doing it because we're talking about all sorts of sex stuff that had to do with banging heads.
And drinking piss.
Like, all these bad things that I just did not want to talk about. I was like, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. But I soldier on because we watch these movies, we review them, give it to you in 30 minutes. Sometimes a little longer at this point, but we just want to save you some time. That's the whole idea of this podcast, to fucking save you time from watching these movies. You know what? I think we can get into it. Corey, what do you give Baghead?
So I'm going to give this one 3 out of 5 dead kids. It was fine. Pretty forgettable. Nothing I'll ever watch again. For the hype it was getting, it's definitely didn't really live up to it for me. Mm-hmm. I thought the concept was certainly original. We talked about that. Like, we could have done so much more with it. They did a good job building dread, but I felt like it didn't really go anywhere. And the CGI was awful at times.
Yeah.
Like, fire looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the score was great. The lighting and all the people involved in the movie, acting wise, did a great job. It was just not nearly as disturbing as all the reviewers have said so far. And yeah, I'm done with this movie after this.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was good, not great. Story was unique, and I felt like it drew a lot of influence from different movies, but ultimately, I was checked out a bit. Didn't really keep my attention. I found myself wanting to do other things while watching it, which, if I'm wanting to distract myself by finding things to do while I'm watching a movie, that's not good. That means I'm not into it. Like I said, I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it. It was there. It was okay. But the actors and actresses, all great. They did a great job. The quality of the film, like, high quality. I thought everything looked great. The CGI, okay. There were certain parts where it was like, I don't know about that. Practical effects look pretty good, though. Like, all the makeup, everything like that, I thought looked great. But it just could not hold my attention. And I remember writing notes and stopping at some point and go, oh, yeah, I'm watching this so I can take notes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and I think I was missing some parts, too, because I think I looked down at my phone and I go, oh, shit, that's right. Like I said, I was tuned out for some reason. Maybe I wasn't in the mood to watch it. Maybe you feel the same as I do, is that it was just okay and not something that really deserved a lot of my attention.
No, I'm done. Like I said before, I'm done with this one. Like, I have no ambition to ever watch it again. I didn't want to completely shit on it because there was a lot of good things to it, but...
Yeah, there were some redeeming qualities. I'm not saying it was, like, shit. I mean, it's no Anchor, that's for sure. But it just was... Yeah, no. Nothing's the Anchor.
Oof.
you getting chills? You getting flashbacks of watching that?
Yeah. Ugh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
One and done on that one.
Yeah, we're done on that one, too. So, I don't see myself watching this again. If for some weird reason it's just on and I'm, like, doing shit, I'll probably leave it on. Because I didn't hate it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to see it again. There's movies I'll go out of my way to see over and over. This is just not one of them.
Nope. We're done. Wrap it up.
Fade to black. End scene. 30 screams. Done.
Dunsky.
Dunaroo. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.